I spoke with Jamie Bigger, who let me know that he was speaking on his own behalf and not on behalf of WGBH, his employer. So what stuck out for you from the conference? What do you remember most at this point?
Well, I've got an idea that's fresh in my head from 10 minutes ago, and then I've got an idea that was really stuck in my head yesterday. My idea from yesterday was the keynote talking about the open versus closed way you would structure a network and the impacts that has on the media you create. The idea that was just stuck in my head 5 minutes ago is really what are public broadcasters going to be in 10 years? Are we going to be the conduits through which other people create media, or are we going to be some kind of dictatorial overlord of content standards? So that really kind of stuck in my head. I don't know why that didn't really occur to me yesterday, but...
So the difference might be between public media being a platform or being a dictatorial director.
That's right. The current role of public broadcasters is to produce quality, insightful, educational public media. Media that serves the public, informs the public, educates. But it seems like the direction we're headed, where kind of everybody's a content producer, more collaborative, each individual...
What's your gut take? Where do you think it's going to go?
Yeah, I still haven't figured that out. I guess collaborative public media is here to stay. Blogosphere, video bloggers, they're all definitely here for the long haul. I haven't figured out where old dinosaurs like public broadcasting, I haven't figured out what's going to happen to them yet. I get the sense they'll probably be around for another couple of decades, that consumers will be slow to make the transition themselves. They'll still want to hang on to their trusted, reliable sources of quality. So there will be funding streams for at least a couple of decades yet to come, but it's going to be a bumpy transition.
What do you think are the maybe two or three notable changes that public media has gone through in the past 2-3 years?
2 or 3 years. Well, certainly dealing with a hostile administration has been tricky. Some political games in the House to try to cut funding. The transition to the web and figuring out how to balance resources between traditional radio and television outlets and more interactive media, that's been a tricky balance to find. And we're looking around like everybody else in the media world about what comes next.
Someone I interviewed here told me that a lot of innovation has been on the edges in a very literal way, saying that a lot of the traditional or mainstream radio producers or radio hosts, for example, haven't actually adopted many of those innovative techniques. Would you say that's the case?
I would say that's the case. People who weren't in the media to begin with suddenly have this easy way to get there. People who were in the media had it pretty good. They had no reason to change all that quickly. Certainly old media is changing, and I think very quickly in the last year. You have things like CBS and Fox streaming their important shows, and ABC, more and more traditional broadcasters have their own blogs. So people are finally getting the clue that they need to adjust. But certainly, yeah, the traditional broadcasters have been a lot slower than fresh faces.
Who should we look out for in the next year? Who's going to innovate?
Wow. I'd like to say me. No, that's a really good question, one I haven't thought of, and I can't think of a good answer off the top of my head.
How has it changed how you work? What do you do differently now than you did a year ago?
Well, I've sort of been working in this stuff, so it actually hasn't changed all that much. I guess I've got who attends the meetings I go to has changed.
Who attends?
Well, it's more kind of big picture, higher up kind of people are taking note, and it's less the kind of technical people off in the side rooms. So it's good. I mean, we're getting the ears of people who need to be aware of the changes we need to make.
So it does look like innovation's moving to the core. Okay, thank you very much, Jamie.
Thank you.